Hey, good morning. Before we continue the book of Acts, we're going to be in chapter 10 and turn to it. The White Winged Doves are putting on a concert today. I'm going to give them a chance to make their introductions. We're going to pick up where we left last time with Acts chapter 10, the story of Peter and Cornelius. Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" He said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging for Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he, Cornelius, called two of his servants, and a devout soldier from among those who attended him, and having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. Now the next day, as they were approaching on their journey, and approaching the city, Peter went up to the housetop about the sixth hour to pray. But he came hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heavens open and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "No, by no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice came to him a second time, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and the thing was taken up at once to heaven. May God bless the reading of his word. May you read it, listen to it, let it change your life.